Shalom. Good morning, brothers and sisters.
大家平安，主内平安。
I would like to ask Brother George to read the scripture in English and also in Mandarin.
我们开始之前，我想请翻译的周一居弟兄念一段今天所要分享的经文，是在约翰福音十五章一到八节。我将会先用中文念，然后用念英文。
先念英文，
好。Oh, we're going to read in English first. So I'm going to read the passage, which is from John chapter 15, verse 1 to 8. You can see the passage on the back of your bulletin. I'm the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I'm the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me, and my word remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and you will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples.约翰福音十五章一到八节，我就是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪掉；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经洁净了，你们要常在我里面，我也在常在你们里面。枝子若不常在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不常在我里面，也是这样。我就是葡萄树，你们是枝子。常在我里面的，我也常在他里面。这人就多结果子了。因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。人若不常在我里面，就像枝子被丢在外面，枯干了，人捡起来扔进火里烧了。你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面。你们想要的，祈求就给你们成全。你们多结果子，我父就因此得了荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, I want to say thank you for today for the opportunity not only to gather to glorify you, but also to learn from your word.
主，我们感谢你，我们的天父。我们今天不单单很荣耀，我们今天可以在这边荣耀你的名，我们可以更能借着你的话来认识你。
I pray that you would be with me and also the translator.
我求主与我同在，也与我的翻译同在。
And pray for each of us.Here we'll have the understanding from the Holy Spirit.
我也恳求圣灵在这边，让所有在座的都能认识你的话语。
We especially we want to say thank you for Peter Zhao.
我们在这边更感谢主，为着周琼弟兄，我们感谢你。
Today in front of everybody, he want to testify by getting baptized.
今天他愿意在众人面前愿意受洗，愿意为你做见证。
And be with him in this new beginning.
求主与他同在，在这个特别开始的时候。
We also pray for our dear brother TC Low.
主，我们在这边也特别纪念我们的 TC 弟兄。
I pray that you continue with him in the DC area.
主，愿意你继续与他在 DC 这个地方同在。
And raise up new leaders.
愿意在那边再兴起更多的带领人。
May you be glorified in today's meeting.
愿你在今天的聚会当中得到荣耀。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是奉主基督耶稣的名。Amen.
I've asked Brother George about this year's focus.
我曾经问, 周一居弟兄有关今年教会的主题。
And he mentioned to me there'll be a focus on being Jesus' disciples.
然后他曾经告诉我, 也许我们教会的今天主题, 今年的主题将会有关是门徒训练。
And along with that topic, I'm going to look at the following. Along with the focus, I'm going to look at today's topic: sign of the disciple bearing more fruit.
所以也因着这个主题，我今天愿意与大家分享有关如何做主门徒，乃是如何一个做主门徒如何应该有的一个表现，乃是多结果子。
And today's preaching, I'm basically answering two questions.
今天愿意借着我的正道，我愿意回答两个问题。
The first question is, what kinds of relationship should Christians establish?
第一个，做基督徒应该建立起何等的关系？
And the second question we are going to answer is, what are the results of establishing these kinds of relationships?
第二个，因着这些关系的建立，我们应该有何等的，会成就怎么样的一个结果？
For us to understand the passage, it's very important to look at the historical background.
要了解这段经文，我们必须要了解这段经文后面的历史背景。
The passage we are going to look at is the parable of the vine and the branch.
今天我们要思考的经文乃是有关葡萄树以及枝子的比喻。
And it's part of Jesus' farewell discourse from John chapter 13 to 17.
这段经文乃是耶稣对他门徒一个离别的教导，乃是在约翰福音十三章，到十三章一直到十七章。
And he spent time teaching not only a lot to the general public, but his followers.
在这段经文当中，他并不是对开放给所有的外面的人讲的，乃是单独为他亲密的门徒所有的教导。And
another important part of this passage is, this is the last of Jesus' seven I am sayings in the Gospel of John.
不单如此，这也是耶稣在里面要表明他自己是谁，最在有关。 我是的七个教导当中的一个最后的一个教导。And
these two historical backgrounds point to the importance of this passage.
也因着这两个缘故，我们知道今天要读的经文是非常的重要。In
this passage, we see three main characters.
因为在这个经文里面，我们会发现三个特色。It
talks about the Heavenly Father.
第一个是讲到天父。
The second is our Lord Jesus.
第二个人物是讲到耶稣基督。
And the third is those who are in Jesus.
然后第三个是在耶稣里面。
And the focus of the parable is about building relationship with and also in bearing fruit.
所以第一个所要着重的是要如何建立一个关系，以及如何能够结果子。
Okay, let us answer the first question.
让我们回答第一个问题。
What kinds of relationships should Christians develop?
第一个我们要思考是基督徒应该建立起何种的关系呢?
From the passage, we know that Christians should establish relationships with both the Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus.
从这段经文我们知道，我们基督徒应该建立至少建立首要两个关系，就是与天父的关系以及与主耶稣基督的关系。
So firstly, Christians should establish relationship with the Heavenly Father.
所以第一个，我们基督徒应该要与天父建立起一个关系。
In other words,
也就是说,
the Father helps believers to grow.
也就是说，这个天父乃是帮助信徒们能够成长。
In chapter 15, verse 1, it mentioned that the Father is the gardener.
在15章第一节这边讲到，那个天父就是园丁。
My Father is the gardener.
在这边说，我父是栽培的人。
I know many of you like to do gardening, right?
我知道在座很多人喜欢做园艺的工作，不是吗？
Also, it's a picture of a gardener in the vineyard.
所以我在这边就给大家看一个园丁正在照顾葡萄园的一个图片。
In saying that the Heavenly Father is the gardener, we are talking about him being the caretaker.
所以在这边当说我父是栽培人的时候，他乃是照顾那个园子里面植物的一个园丁。
There are many things we can think about what a caretaker of a garden should do.
所以我们在这边我们可以思想一个看护园子的一个看护他有怎么样的一个特色呢？
But Jesus was very specific.
但是耶稣在这边讲的是非常详细有一个针对性的。
Heavenly Father, the caretaker, cuts off those branches that bear no fruit.
他在这边说这一个园丁也就是天父他就剪掉那些不结果子的枝子。
So chapter 15 verse 2, it says, he cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit.
所以他在第二节这边说凡属我不结果子的他就剪掉。
I've chosen a picture from the Middle East, and that would happen that for all the branches that do not bear fruit, they cut them all off during winter time.
所以我在这边特别选了一个正在 在中东里面的一个果园。当在冬天的时候在所有不结果子的枝子他们就全部把它切掉。
But there's a one very important theological question.
但是这边我们要思想一个非常重要神学性的问题。
What does it mean to be cut off from the vine?
我们如果从葡萄树上被剪下来这是代表了什么含义呢？
It doesn't mean that it's a loss of salvation.
在这边是说并不是说你会失去救恩。
Is about losing the effectiveness in bearing fruit.
而是你失去了能够结果子的一个果效了。
So God the Heavenly Father cut off the branches that are not productive.
所以天父就把那些不结果子、没有果效、没有效用的枝子把它剪掉。
The second thing that the God taker does.
第二个，这个园丁将会做的事。
The Father cuts off those branches that bear fruit.
他会把这些已经正在结果的枝子他会去修剪。
So in chapter 15 verse 2 it says every branch that does bear fruit he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful.
以至于第二节的下半部他说凡结果子的他就修剪干净使枝子结果子更多。
Verse 3 you are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you.
接下来第三节说现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经洁净了。
So I've chosen a picture. How does it look like?
所以我在这边又选了一个图片。
So when you cut off the branch that do not bear fruit, you will use a very big cutter.
所以当你要剪掉那些不结果子的枝子的时候，你要用的剪子是非常大的剪子。
Those who do garden know that when you prune, you use a very small cutter.
但是大家有做过园丁的就知道，当你要去修剪那些小枝子的时候，你必须要用一个小剪刀。
The unfruitful branch, if it's been cut off,
在那些已经不结果子的大枝子已经被锯掉了。
So logically, Jesus would say, for those who bear fruit, it's going to remain.
在这边也就是代表说，耶稣说这些会结果子的枝子将会留在这个树上。
But it doesn't say this way. It says for those who bear fruit, the caretaker is going to prune it.
但是在这边，园丁在耶稣乃是说，园丁乃会去修剪这些会结果子的枝子。
God the Heavenly Father do not use a cutter to prune us.
所以在这边，我们天父这一位园丁，他不会用一个大剪刀去修剪小枝子。
He mentioned in the Bible, he used Jesus' word to cleanse us.
在这边乃是说用主基督耶稣的话去做修剪的工作。
I want to have an application.
我想在这边给大家一个运用。
Let us be pruned by the Heavenly Father.
让我们被我们的天父所修剪。
There's a saying in Chinese that I'm going to do a good thing once a day.
在中文有一句话就是日行一善。
I'm going to lower the standard a little bit.
但是我今天要把这个标准再把它下降一点吧。
I only require you to do one good deed once a week.
我只要大家每一周每周一善就好了。
Is it possible?
有没有可能呢？
If there's a speaker who stand here for 40 minutes,
如果今天有一个讲员站在这边跟大家证道40分钟，
if there's not only one thing that speaks to you,
如果在这里面还没有一件事能够对你说话的话，
you better not invite him.
你最好不要再请这位讲员来了。
So if everybody feels that Pastor Daniel say nonsense, I cannot even hear one thing, next month don't ask me to come.
如果今天在大家这边说听了那么久许牧师讲话然后一句话都没听进去的话请下次再也不要请我来了。
But in contrary,
但是相反的来说
I do believe that at least through his word the Lord will remind us about one thing.
但是我相信在神的爱里面至少有一件事情我们必须要抓住的。
Don't look down on just one good deed every week.
让我们不要只不要认为轻看每周行一善是一个很 低等的事。
If every Sunday of the year,
如果每一周主日
52 Sundays,
如果在这一年当中一共有52个主日
Take away 2 Sundays to decide to go for vacation.
如果我们就算了就拿出两个周末因为你必须要出去玩出去旅游你没办法做礼拜
50 Sundays.
至少有50个主日
Every Sunday you decide to doone thing responding to God's word.
如果因着这五十个主日，你愿意回应神给你的话语，你愿意做一个改变的话
，You'll be amazed what kind of disciples you will become.、Right?
你自己将会惊异的发现，你自己会成为何等的一个门徒。
I hope you all to be fruitful.
我希望在座每一位都能多结果子。
To be fruitful, you need to be pruned.
如果你要多结果子的话，我们就必须要被修剪。
The way how Heavenly Father prunes us is through His Word.
那天父如何修剪我们呢？乃是借着他的话语。
So once a week.
所以至少一个星期一次。
May the Lord speak to you.
愿意神的话对你说话。
And you use that one thing to decide the way how you live as a Christian the following week.
也就是你接受的那一件话，你愿意在那一周当中看你要怎么。过你基督徒的生命来做一个改变。
So we should build a relationship with God, the Heavenly Father.
因此，我们要与我们的天父先建立好一个关系。
Allow Him to prune you with His Word.
容许他来修剪你，借着他的话语来改变你。
But Christians should also establish relationship with the Lord Jesus.
第二个，基督徒应该与我们的主耶稣基督有一个关系。
The Lord Jesus helps believers to grow.
因为我们主耶稣基督帮助信徒们来成长。
The Lord is the true wine; those in Him are the branches.
我们的主基督耶稣，他是真葡萄树，凡在他里面的是属于他的枝子。
So chapter 15 verse 1, it say, chapter 15 verse 5, it say, I'm the wine; you are the branches.
所以在第五节这边说，耶稣说，我就是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
So it should look like that.
所以也应该成为像图片中的这样的葡萄树。
In contrary to the first picture, you are the branches that remain on the vine.
与第一个图片不同的是，现在所有的枝子都应该留在葡萄树上面。
You have to realize that in the Old Testament, the vine symbolized Israel.
所以大家应该要注意的，在旧约当中，葡萄树乃是预表了以色列。
But when you look at the book of Isaiah,
但是当我们看以赛亚先知书的时候
，Jeremiah，
或者耶利米书的时候
，Ezekiel，
或者以西结书的时候
，and Hosea， it always mentioned Israel as a vine in a negative sense，
或者何西亚书的时候，当讲到用葡萄树来表现以色列的时候，都是以一个负面的一个图片来显示以色列。
So that's why Jesus emphasized it's not only the vine, but it's the true vine.
所以在这边，耶稣特别要讲的是，不单单是它是一个葡萄树，它乃是真葡萄树。
The word true in the book of God, in the Gospel of John is very special.
在真这个字在约翰福音里面，它的用法是一个非常独特的。
In the original language, it appears 21 times.
在原文当中，这个真这个字在约翰福音里面出现了21次。
The meaning is perfect, ideal, noble, and truly.
真这个字在原文里面乃是代表一个
It talk about perfect,
美好、完全以及圣高贵的意思。
Those in him are branches.
所以在它里面的乃是它葡萄树的枝子。
When you talk about our relationship with God the Father, it talks about being willing to prune by His Word.
当我们说我们与天父有关系的时候，我们乃是让天父让借着他的话来修剪我们。
But when we talk about our relationship with Jesus,
当我们谈到与基督耶稣的关系的时候
，It mentioned about we are to remain in Him.
在这边说，我们应该留在他的里面，藏在他里面。
So if you take out your pen.
就好像如果说今天大家拿支笔的话
You find out remain in me, how does it appear in this passage?
大家就可以看见在这里面是如何描写说我们应该常在基督里
Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine, neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me.
作者这样描写耶稣这样说你要常在我里面我也常在你们里面枝子若不常在葡萄树上自己就不能结果子
If you remain in me and I in you
如果你常在我里面我也常在你里面
Verse 6 If you do not remain in me
在第六节说如果你不常在我里面
And then verse 7 he mentioned that if you remain in me and my words remain in you
第七节继续说如果你们若常在我里面我的话也常在你们里面
So if you read this passage without realizing that remain in me appears frequently, you're not reading the passage.
如果你在读这篇经文的时候，你没有发现藏在里面是一个常常出现的句子的话，你没有认真读这个经文。
The word remain means to stay and to abide.
什么叫藏在里面呢？就是留在里面或者遵行的意思。
In chapter 15, it appears.About 11 times.
在十五章这边，单单藏在里面就出现了十五次。
As a disciple,
我们如果是门徒的话
，we need to build the relationship with the Lord Jesus.
我们必须与主耶稣基督建立一个关系。
We have to be constantly connect to Him.
我们必须要常常的与他连接。
What does it mean for today?
那对我们今天来说代表了什么意义呢
？I make it very simple.
我愿意用一个非常的简单的例子来说
I say go deep in God's word 埋首躬身
我就说埋首躬身
Go deep in God's word
就是在神的话语里面扎根
This very simple phrase means a lot to me
这个简单的中文实际上对我的意义是非常重大的
When I first entered Bible school in 1978
当我在1978年进入神学院读书的时候
I bring out my new Bible
我带着我的新的圣经
I asked the founder of my Bible school to write something on the first page
我就问请当时我们神学院的创校者这个校长请他写几句话在我的圣经里
He only put four words in Chinese
他只放了四个字在我的圣经里
埋首躬身 Go deep in God's word
埋首躬身
I really feel that if I had listened to him earlier I would have been a much better pastor
我那时候就后悔如果我早一点听这位院长所写下的话的话我将会成为一个更好的牧师
To be a disciple you really go deep in God's word
所以要成为主的门徒的话你必须要在主的话语里面下功夫
You're eager to learn God's word.
你有一种动力，你想要追寻主的话。
So here I'm going to have a little bit of promotion.
所以在这边，我必须想在这里做个广告。
I'm going to come here once a month.
我接下来几个月，我将会每个月来到贵教会一次。
I'm teaching Old Testament survey.
我将会在借着主日学的时候教大家旧约概论。
So if you're not here today.
如果你今天没有办法来参加主日学
If you're Mandarin speaking
如果你也是讲中文的
If a teacher with lousy Mandarin like me has the courage to come and teach
如果像有一些老师像我中文一样讲得那么差劲还有这样勇气来教大家以中文来教主日学的话
You need to come
你必须要来
Learn about God's word
你必须要来学习神的话语
I was shocked I was shocked. I was very surprised.
我实在非常讶异。
I asked my class, "Do you know how many chapters are there in the book of Genesis?" How many chapters in the book of Genesis?
我问在座的学生，在创世纪里面一共有多少章呢
？I think my student are very humble. Nobody answered.
结果我发现所有的学生好像都非常谦卑，没有一个人愿意回答。
I hope they are humble.
我希望他们是真的谦卑的。
If they really don't know there are 50 chapters in the book of Genesis, they need to go deep in God's word.
如果大家在读圣经那么久还不知道创世纪里面有50章的话，大家必须要花时间在神的话语里面扎根。
The missionary to China, Hudson Taylor.
有一个非常有名的去中国的宣教士，他的名字是叫戴德生。
At the age of 64,
当他在65岁的时候
，He said he has read the Bible. You know how many times?
大家可知道他65岁的时候已经读过整本圣经几遍了吗
？40 times.
40遍了。
If you have not read the Bible one time, through and through.
如果大家还没有读过整本圣经一遍的话
，We need to go deep in God's word.
我们必须要埋首躬身在神的话语里面。
We stay closely connected to our Lord Jesus through His word.
我们必须要借着神的话语与我们的主基督耶稣有一个紧密的连结。
So we need to build relationship.
所以我们必须要建立一个关系。
We need to build relationship with God, the Heavenly Father.
我们必须要与我们的天父建立一个关系。
Allow Him to prune us with His word.
容许他。借着他的话语来修剪我们人。
We need to build relationship with the Lord Jesus.
我们必须要与我们主基督耶稣建立一个关系。
And to remain constantly connected to Him.
要必须常在他的里面。
The second question I'm going to answer in this preaching.
第二个我想要回答的问题是
What are the results of establishing this kind of relationship with the Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus.
当我们与天父以及主基督耶稣建立好关系之后，会发生怎么样一个结果呢？
Amazed what the word of the Lord says.
我们会发现，看着神的回应是非常让我们讶异的。
He mentioned about prayers all answered.
他主耶稣说，当我们有这样的与他连接的时候，我们的祷告乃是有求必应。
So verse 7, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you.
所以在第七节下半部这边说，凡你们想要的，祈求就给你们成全。
My question to you,
我与给大家一个问题乃是
，Can it be possible prayers all answered?
有没有可能我们所有的祷告有求必应呢？
100% of your prayers are answered. Is it possible?
有没有可能我们所有的祷告100%都应验呢？
I think prayers or answers are possible.
我相信我们所有的祷告能够被成就乃是有可能的。
With one condition.
但是有一个条件。
Your desires are all connected with the Lord.
乃是我们与主耶稣基督的心连结，我们有同样的心智。
When you pray,
当我们祷告的时候
，Your prayers are closely connected to the will of the Lord.
我们祷告的时候，我们的心与主基督耶稣的心意乃是结合在一起的。
What does it mean today for our prayers to be answered?
什么叫做我们今天的祷告可以得到成就呢
？I want to share with you the testimony of a giant of prayer.
我在这边与大家愿意分享有一个属灵巨人。
His name is George Mueller.
他的名字叫做乔治·穆勒。
In his 30 years of ministry,
在他服侍主的30年当中
，He said he can confirm 50,000 of his prayers are answered.
他做一个见证，他说有50,000个祷告都成就了。
So specifically, he has more than one prayer answered every day.
所以也就是说，他每一天几乎都有一个祷告成就了。
When it was near the end of his life,
以至于将他将要离世的时候
，somebody asked him,
有些人就问他
，Are there any of your prayers not answered?
有些人就问他，你所有祷告当中有任何祷告没有被成就吗
？He said, I prayed for two of my friends for over 60 years.
他说我曾经为两个人的得救祷告60多年。
For them to become Christians.
我为他们祷告，希望他们能够成为基督徒。
But they are not Christians yet.
但是他们不是基督徒，还没有成为基督徒。
At his memorial service.
当他在他的追思礼拜上面。
He already moved on.
他已经过去了。
Somebody mentioned about these two people.
也就在他追思礼拜上面，其中有一个人就提起他。穆勒弟兄曾经为这两个人的祷告
，and somebody updated the news.
结果也就在那个时候，有一个人就更新了这个事情。
So these two people recently have become Christians.
结果有一个人就站起来说，这两个人就在最近的时候已经接受主基督耶稣成为基督徒了。
I really learned to pray with connection to Jesus.
所以我们是不是真的与主连结来做我们的祷告呢？
I give you a practical example.
我给大家一个非常实用的一个例子。
I am basically a very good driver.
我实际上是一个非常好的司机，很会开车。
Ever since I came to New Jersey, I have an almost perfect record.
我自从我搬到新泽西州的时候，我行驾的记录几乎是完美无缺的。
So talk about last Father's Day, last Sunday.
结果我必须要讲到，也就是在刚刚过的那个父亲节的时候。
I was very happy Father's Day.
我因为是父亲节，我非常的开心。
I was driving happily.
所以我就很高兴的开着我的车。
Namely, I go with the flow.
也就是说我跟着潮流走吧。
And suddenly I realized that I was driving 80 miles in a 50 mile zone.
我突然发现我正在50英里的实线的那段路上，我开了80英里，每小时80英里。
So I slow down.
所以我就慢下来。
But lo and behold, it was too late.
但是也就在那时候，我发现已经太迟了。
For the first time in my life, I was stopped by the New Jersey State Trooper.
我的一生当中第一次被新泽西州的警察、交通警察拦下来了。
So at that spare moment when I wait for him to come up, I was trying to think, what should I pray?
也就在那个时候，我就想，警察还没到我车子旁边的时候，我就赶快祷告说，我应该说什么呢？我应该祷告什么呢？
I didn't pray, let him go easy on me.
我并没有祷告跟神祷告说希望让他能够通融我。
How can he go easy on you when you're driving 80 miles in a 50 mile zone?
我也想这个警察怎么能够容许一个人在50英里的时速50英里的道路上容许一个人开80英里呢？
So after prayer, I said to him, no, I'm sorry.
所以当我祷告完的时候，我就说啊，我错了。
Then he asked me, "Sorry for what?"
所以他我就跟警察说我错了，然后这个警察就跟我说，你跟我说你错你很抱歉，你错了，为什么呢？
So when after he gave me the ticket, I was praying on the way to church.
当他写一张罚单给我的时候，我就拿着这张罚单开车去教会。
I have a decision to make. Oh Lord.Make me win in the court. Let me win in the court so that the ticket dismissed. That's one way I can pray.
Okay, 我就祷告神说啊，主啊，愿意就在这个时候，怎么样，我的罚单就被取消了吧
？I know that would not be right.
我也知道这样子祷告并不正确。
I really feel that I deserve the punishment, you know.
因为我知道我实在是应该被罚的。
But I pray.
但是我祷告。
I pray to Lord.To bring me people who give me advice what to do.
我希望当我有人跟我讲话的时候，是乃是给我一个指点，我应该怎么做。
So I find out that I am going to punish for 4 points.
所以当我发现的时候，去法庭。
four points. Deduct 4 points.
当我带着这个罚单去法庭的时候，我知道因着这我超速，我将会被罚了四点。
But there's 99% chance that I will be reduced to 2 points.
但是有 99% 的可能，我可能会经由法院的这个程序里面，我将会由4点被减到2点。
If I meet a very good prosecutor,
如果我遇到的检察官是非常好的话，
I may plead unsafe driving and pay a $400 plus fine.
也许他就会通融我，就是容许我得到的惩罚是因为我没有驾驶安全，然后我就罚400块的罚金。
But there's less than 50% chance I can get there.
但是我也知道有遇到这样的检察官，我有这样的可能是低于这样几率低于50%。
But the chance will be greater if I'm willing to pay $500 to find a lawyer.
但是如果说我能够找一个律师来帮助我的话，我就能够赢过这个官司更有可能，但是我必须要付500块的律师费。
But even that is still 50-50.
但是就算如此，我能够减低我惩罚的 可能性也只有 50%。
I tell you, I really feel my prayer answer.
但是在那个时候我突然觉得神实在回应我的祷告。
Sometimes you run into trouble, you need to know what to do.
因为很多时候当我们遇到困难的时候我们必须要知道我们应该如何反应。
The Lord Jesus really loved me.
我主基督耶稣实在爱我。
He gave me options.
他让我选择。
You can say, I don't want to go to court and you know, pay $220, 4 points off.
也许我就是来到主面前说是我就不去法院我愿意花$200然后被记4点。
But if I'm willing to go to the court, I minus 2 points, I pay $150 fine.
但是如果说我愿意去法庭的话也许我的点数就降为2点然后我愿意付150块
罚金。The reason why I mention it as an answer of prayer,
但是我与大家分享的原因是因为神回应了我的祷告。
Because of my praise, the Lord, to the Lord, I don't know really know what to do. I don't know where to begin.
因为很多时候当我遇到困境的时候我实在不知道从何开始。
Now my heart is at peace.
但是我现在的心得到平安了。
It was the saddest Father's Day I ever had in my life. Get a ticket on Father's Day, you know.
实际上在父亲节得拿了一个罚单实际上成为我最开心的一天了。
And then normally the state trooper will minus 10 miles, something like that.
因为很多时候这个警察会把我们的超速愿意减 10个英里。
He didn't give me any deduction, exactly as it is.
结果他没有减我任何的点数。
But today when I come,
但是当我今天来的时候
you know, I dare not to speed anymore.
但是我不敢再说什么了。
I was driving 70 miles and 65 miles.
因为我在65英里的时限里面我开70英里。
I would have driven 65 miles. I don't want to make people behind me angry, you know.
我不愿意开65英里因为我不想使我后面车子实在受不了我的速度。
The Lord is good.
但是我的主实在是非常爱我。
On coming to New York, it's a day when the New York, I don't know what it's called, state trooper, giving out tickets, you know.
但是实际上在星期天开到纽约州的时候就是纽约州警察最爱开罚单时间。
People told me that tickets came in bunches.
大家很多人告诉我这些纽约州警察很喜欢在一批一批的开
罚单。You may not have a ticket for 10 years, suddenly you get 2 in a week.
有的时候你从来没有收到罚单但是你有 很有可能在一周里面你收了两个罚单。
Praise answer.
但是神应许我祷告。
God has changed me.
神改变了我。
I have to change my driving habit.
我发现我必须要改变我开车的习性。
The second thing we can say is we not only have prayers all answered, but also we bear more fruit.
第二个我们必须要回答的就是不单单我们所有的祷告能够得到回应，而且我们能够结出更多的果子。
15:2, it will be even more fruitful.
在第二节这边说使枝子结果子更多。
Verse 5 and 8 bear much fruit.
在第五节这边说你就多结果子。
You know how fruitful a vine can be?
大家可知道葡萄树上的一根枝子可以结多少个果子吗？
It's like this, you know that?
就像这样的图片一般。
Very fruitful.
非常非常的多的果子。
When the people of Israel first entered the promised land,
当以色列民第一次进入应许地的时候
they bring back some grapes.
他们那个时候就带了一些葡萄回去。
They need two people to carry it. Amazing, right?
他们需要两个人去扛这些葡萄。
We can be very fruitful.
我们可以结很多果子的。
The fruit can be mentioned to be like Christ-like character.
实际上这些果子就代表了基督的样式。
It can also mention about abundance in numbers and kinds.
所以在这边就非常的丰盛。
Many numbers and many kinds.
所以我们在这边看到有许多不同恩典的表现，而且有许多的果子。
I'm not boasting the bigger the church, the better. I'm not saying that.
我在这边并不是要夸耀说教会越大就越好，我并不是这个意思。
But it's always good to see more people coming to know Christ.
但是实际上实在是真的很高兴看到很多人能够来到教会看到人信主。
Somebody asked a question.
有一个人问个问题。
How can you become a 1,000 people church?
你如何能够成就1,000人的一个教会呢？
Do you think it's possible for HOCL to have 1,000 members?
大家认为主爱之家有可能成为1000个人的教会吗?
I tell you, it's very simple.
但是我告诉大家，实际上是非常简单的。
You start with one member.
你只需要开始有第一个会员。
Every year, you double the membership.
每一年就加倍。
You know how many years does it take for you to become a 1,000 members church?
如果每一年都加倍的话，大家知道需要花多少年能够成为一个千人教会吗？
You know how many years?
大家可知道多少年吗？
The first year you have one member.
所以第一年只有一个人。
The second year you have two members.
所以第二年有2个会员。
And then the third you have add 4 members.
所以第四年又增加了4个会员。
And then 8.
然后8。
16.
16。
32,
32
64
64
128
128
256
256
The 10th year you add 512
然后第十年就512
In 10 years you know what is the size of the church?
然后大家知道在第十一年的时候 这个教会就成为怎么样一个教会呢?
You not only reach the target, you go beyond your target. You have over 1,000 members.
不单单第十一年你可以成为千人教会，而且你还超过1000人的目标。
Let's start today, okay?
让我们就从今天开始吧。
Today we have how many people getting baptized?
今天我们有多少人愿意受洗呢?
I guess one, right?
我们想今天我们就一个人不是吗?
Will it be too much to ask for two people to baptize next year?
所以我们如果说希望明年有2个人受洗，是不是太过分了呢?
Is it too much to ask the year after to have 4 people to get baptized?
我们是不是又要求太多，说第三年我们有4个人受洗呢?
Is it really too much to ask for 8 after that?
如果我们真的希望再下一年我们有8个人，我们是有太高的要求吗?
Is it really too much to ask for 16 after that?
然后再下一年16个人是太过分了吗?
My encouragement to you is to get started.
我与大家的共勉乃是就从今天开始
Build relationship with the Father
让我们与我们天父建立好关系
Build relationship with the Lord Jesus
让我们与主基督耶稣建立好关系
And by His help we really grow in fruit
然后因着他我们开始成长结果子
But more importantly when I talk about growing it's not just about numbers it's about the quality
但是在这边讲到成长，不单单是数量，而且更重要的是值。
Again, Hudson Taylor.
在我们在想到赫德森这位宣教士。
When he was working, he learned a lesson about caring for the poor.
当他在服侍的时候，他有一个对所有穷困的人，他有一个非常极大的负担。
One day, he visited a widow.
有一次，他去探访了一位寡妇。
He was poor.
这位寡妇非常的贫穷
She was sick
她也有疾病
And then he prayed for this lady
也就在那个时候她为这位寡妇祷告
And the Lord moved his heart Give your only gold coin in your pocket to her
也就在那个时候神感动她的心 她说伸进你的口袋把你唯一的金币给这位妇人吧
Then he said to the Lord If I would have just have small changes I'm willing to give part of it to this lady.
他那个时候内心就跟神争辩说，主啊，如果我身上真的有零钱的话，可以把这一个银币有零钱分散出来的话，我真是愿意给。
To cut a long story short.
但是我就长话短说。
The Lord moved his heart.
那个时候主就感动了他的心。
The Lord speak to him through Proverbs chapter 19 verse 17.
也就在那个时候，神借着
Proverbs chapter 19 verse 17.
箴言19章第17节说,
For those who care for the poor, his lending to Jehovah, and his good deeds is going to be rewarded.
怜悯贫穷的就是借给耶和华的，他的善行耶和华必偿还。
So he gave away the money.
所以就在那个时候，他就把这个金币给了那个寡妇。
So the next day, the postman delivered the mail.
结果第二天，有邮差就送了一个包裹来。
And he received a pair of gloves.
结果就打开包裹的时候，他收到的乃是一副手套。
He was very disappointed. I don't need gloves. I need gold coins.
所以当他收到手套的时候，他实在非常的失望。他说：“我不需要手套，我需要的是金币呀。”
So he threw away the gloves.
然后他就把那个手套丢在一边。
And lo and behold, 4 gold coins came out.
结果就在那个时候，四个金币从手套里面掉了下来。
He really learned the lesson.
就在那个时候，他学习到一件功课。
When I talk about caring for the poor, I'm talking about the character.
当我说要救济这些贫穷的人的时候，我讲的乃是一个品格性的问题。
Prayers answer all answer bear much fruit.
当我们祷告的时候，我们祷告得蒙应允。然后我们的品格也得改变。
So thirdly, the passage mentioned that we glorify the Father.
第三个讲到说，我们必须要荣耀我们的天父。
Verse 8 it says, "This is to my Father's glory."
所以第八节说，你们多结果子，乃是使我的父能够因此得荣耀。
When we reflect His character, we are not glorifying ourselves; we are glorifying God.
当我们反映主的性情的时候，我们乃不是彰显自己，乃是使我们的天父得到荣耀。
Today's application.
今天我们可以应用的是。
I bring to you my father's testimony.
我要把我今天我爸爸的一个见证带到大家当中。
There's only one person in my whole life who swear never to become a Christian because of me.
在我人生一生当中，只有一位，他说因着我的关系，他不愿意成为基督徒。
That's my father.
那个人就是我自己的爸爸。
The reason was I don't want to go to university. I become a pastor by going to Bible school.
我爸爸不愿意成为基督徒的原因，乃是因为我拒绝上大学，而我选择了去神学院。
So in his whole life, he said, "I will go to you to church, but I'm a man of my word. I will not become a Christian since I swear about it."
然后我爸爸说，我可以去教会，但是我曾经发过誓，因此我。永远不愿意成为基督徒。
And to fast forward,
然后我就把这个故事转快一点吧。
Six months before he died,
在他过世之前六个月
，he was about to die.
也就在那个时候，他已经非常虚弱，就要死了。
He came into contact with his long lost primary school, elementary school teacher.
他突然有一个机会能与他小学师。去联络很久的一位老师联络上了。
Not my elementary school teacher, his elementary school teacher.
不是我小学的老师，是他自己小学的老师，他联络上了。
And after this elementary school teacher became a Christian, speak to him, and he became a Christian very easily.
结果因为这个小学老师他自己是基督徒，然后他就跟我爸爸讲话，然后他就很快的就成为基督徒了。
Yes.Chinese character, we stick to whatever we said.
是的，中国人都有一个性，说我们话既出来，驷马难追。
But secondly, we Chinese, we respect our teachers.
但是我们中国人同时也是非常敬畏我们自己的老师的。
You know how I feel after becoming a Christian?
大家可知道，当我成为一个基督徒的时候，我的感受是怎么样吗？
Praise God.
我真是感谢主。
That's the only thing I can say.
我只能说，我真是感谢主。
My father became a Christian, really glorified nobody but God Himself. It's His work.
真的是因为天父的缘故，我爸爸信了主，一切的荣耀都归于主。
And Jesus continued to mention that when we build this kind of relationship, we're shown to be Jesus' disciples.
当我们与基督建立起这样的关系的时候，我们就会成为主的门徒了。
Showing yourself to be my disciples.
所以我们都是主的门徒，你们也就耶稣说，你们也就是我的门徒了。
In the Bible, it mentions there are three signs of a disciple. Because of time, I'm not going to go into that.
在圣经里面告诉我们，成为主的门徒有三个表现。因为时间的缘故，我不会每一项跟大家分享。
Do people see Jesus through us?
第一个。大家可以从我们身上看见耶稣吗？
Somebody asked, "Have you ever heard about Jesus?"
很多人问我说，问我们说，你曾经看过耶稣吗？
In this particular village, we have not heard about Jesus, but we have seen Jesus.
哦，大家说你有听过耶稣吗？但是很多人可以回答说，我没有听过耶稣，但是我看过耶稣。
He said there used to be a very bad person in our village.
有一个人在他的一个乡村里面说，我们看过耶稣，因为我们在乡村里面有一个坏蛋。
Then one day a missionary passed by.
但是有一天，有一个宣教士经过我们乡村。
We know he accepted Jesus.
也就是在那个时候，那个坏蛋接受了主基督耶稣。
And his life changed.
然后我们看见他的生命就有了转换。
So we have not heard about Jesus.
因此我们从来没有听过耶稣。
But we have seen Jesus when we see his change.
但是我们从这个人身上的转变，我们看到了耶稣。
Well, my time is running off. I don't want to compete with the Chinese school.
我们今天没有 Chinese school.
哦、oh, 哦、oh, ，OK，
我的时间实际上快到了，因为 我怕大家待会儿要去上中文学校。
Today we look at the sign of a disciple.
今天我们看见一个门徒将有的一些表现。
It's bearing more fruit.
这个门徒的表现，其中一点就是要多结果子。
I mentioned that Christians should establish relationship with the Father and Jesus.
我们在强调，我们所有基督徒应该与我们天父建立好一个关系。
Christians should build relationship with the Father.
我们必须要与天父建立一个关系。
Be pruned and cleansed.
然后让天父来修剪我们。
One deed not a day, but every week.
我必须要不需要大家日行一善。乃是每一周行出一个改变就好了。
50 Sundays of the 52 Sundays every year.
如在一年52个礼拜里面有50个礼拜有改变就好了。
We should build relationship with the Lord.
然后我们要与我们主耶稣基督有一个关系。
Remain in him and his word.
藏在他里面也藏在他话语里面。
Go deep in his word.
然后深入根深进入他的话语里面。
Come to Sunday school, please.
请大家一定要来参加主日学。
Christian who establish relationship with the Father and the Lord live an abundant life.
当我们与主天父建立好关系的时候，我们就活出一个丰盛的生活。
Prayers all answered.
我们所有的祷告将会得到应允。
Not 99.99%, but 100%.
并不是 99.999% 能够得到应允，乃是 100% 我们的祷告能够得到应允。
When your desires are closely connected to the will of the Lord.
当我们的心意与主的心意联合在一起的时候，我们祷告就 100% 能够得到应允。
Bear much fruit.
多结果子。
Start with one member.
我们只要有一个人开始就好了。
Work harder every year.
我们每一年都努力，更努力的去做。
You can become a 1,000 members church in how many years?
我们就能够成为千人教会，需要多少年就可以成为千人教会呢？
10 years.
十年就可以了。
I'm not just talking about quantity, but also quality. Let us reflect Christ's character.
我们不单单谈到量，我们也谈到值，愿意我们的人生反映出耶稣的品格。
Let our good deeds, our discipleship-like character, glorify the Father.
让我们人生活出耶稣的品格，以至于我们天父能够得到荣耀。
And let us see us as Jesus' disciples in the way how we live.
让我们其他人能够看到一个主基督耶稣的门徒是应该如何活的。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.That today we understand the importance of being your disciple is to establish and build up relationship with you. And Lord, help us to bear more fruit, to testify, and to bring glory to you. 主基督耶稣，我们感谢你。今天我们再一次知道，我们要作为你的门徒，首先我们要与你有关系，我们要被你话语洁净，我们要成为你的门徒。求主借着我们这样的奉献，这样的心智，使我们能够活出一个门徒的样式，多结果子。我们将祷告是奉主基督耶稣的名。We pray in such in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.